Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Monday, May 18th, 2026. Google I/O 2026 opens Tuesday with Gemini Intelligence at center stage. What it is, Google's annual developer conference kicks off May 19th to 20th, with the company having already unveiled Gemini Intelligence, a proactive background AI layer that handles multi-step tasks across phones, watches, cars, and glasses without waiting for a user prompt. Why it matters. Ambient agents that act across device ecosystems represent the next frontier for enterprise productivity. Workflows could trigger automatically from context rather than explicit commands. Reality check. Multi-device ambient AI introduces new data governance and privacy exposure that most enterprise security teams haven't begun to address. OpenAI unifies ChatGPT, Codex, and Developer API under single product team. What it is? OpenAI merged its consumer ChatGPT product, its Codex AI coding agent, and its developer-facing API into one organization, consolidating product strategy under a single executive ahead of a potential IPO. Why it matters? A unified platform means enterprise customers buying API access, coding agents, and conversational AI could see tighter integration and a simpler commercial relationship going forward. Reality check. Structural consolidations often slow feature velocity in the short term as teams realign priorities and processes, so enterprises shouldn't expect immediate product changes. AI revenue concentration. Top 34 startups. Hit 80 baun. Annualized, two firms take 89%. What it is? Analysis shows 34 leading AI startups are generating approximately $80 billion in annualized revenue, up 112% from 6 months ago, with two companies capturing nearly 89% of that total. Why it matters. The AI market is consolidating around a small number of dominant platforms faster than most enterprise vendor strategies anticipated, raising serious questions about competitive alternatives and lock-in risk. Reality check. Annualized revenue extrapolated from monthly figures can obscure seasonal spikes or one-time contracts. The real durability of that growth rate is still unproven. Arxiv Institute's 1-year submission ban for unchecked AI-generated research. What it is? The preprint research repository Arxiv announced it will ban all listed authors of a paper for 1 year if submissions contain incontrovertible evidence that AI output was not reviewed, such as hallucinated citations or leftover AI meta-commentary, with re-entry conditional on peer review. Why it matters. As enterprises increasingly use AI to accelerate knowledge work, the RXIV policy signals that institutions are drawing hard lines around accountability, a preview of governance norms likely coming to regulated industries. Reality check. Enforcement depends on human moderators catching violations at scale, and the line between unchecked AI output and AI-assisted research will be contested in edge cases. Vercel Labs releases Zero, a systems language designed for AI agent workflows. What it is? Vercel Labs released Zero, an experimental systems programming language that compiles to sub-10 KB native binaries and is explicitly designed so AI agents can read, repair, and ship native programs without requiring human interpretation of compiler output. Why it matters. A language purpose-built for agent-native development could accelerate the creation of autonomous software pipelines, lowering the skill floor required for agents to self-heal and ship production code. Reality check. Zero is explicitly experimental and pre-production. Treating it as enterprise-ready infrastructure today would be premature given its early-stage version status. Apple Prep's standalone Siri app with auto-deleting chat history for iOS 27. What it is? Reports indicate Apple is preparing a standalone Siri application for iOS 27 that includes privacy controls allowing users to auto-delete conversation history after 30 days, 1 year, or never, borrowing the model from iMessage retention settings. Why it matters? Enterprise mobility teams managing Apple device fleets will need updated MDM policies to govern AI assistant data retention as Siri becomes a more capable and conversation-persistent tool. Reality check. The feature is based on pre-release reporting and is expected to launch under a beta label, so capabilities and controls could change significantly before general availability. GovWell raises $25 billion to deploy AI across government permitting and licensing. What it is, Gov? Well, a platform serving over 130 municipalities across 34 states raised a $25 Series A to scale its AI-powered operating system for local government workflows, including permitting, licensing, planning, and code enforcement, claiming up to 95% reduction in processing times. Why it matters. AI entering government back-office operations at this scale signals that public sector procurement cycles are accelerating, creating new integration opportunities for enterprise technology vendors supplying municipalities. Reality check. Government technology deployments frequently stall at the integration layer due to legacy systems and procurement constraints. Stated efficiency gains may not replicate uniformly across diverse municipal IT environments. AI agent behavior proves harder to predict than programming suggests. What it is? Research from multiple labs and a long-running experiment allowing AI models to autonomously operate radio stations for 6 months both found that identical starting conditions produced widely divergent and unexpected agent behaviors over time. Why it matters? Enterprises planning agentic deployments need to design for behavioral drift and emergent action patterns. The assumption that well-prompted agents will remain predictable at scale is not holding up under real-world conditions. Reality check. Sample sizes in published experiments remain small and may not generalize to enterprise-grade deployments with tighter guardrails, tooling constraints, and human-in-the-loop checkpoints.